Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back, like it or not, the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Chickies in South Philly. The game was Friday, Ike, but it still sucks today. Eagles 8-4 after losing on Black Friday to the Bears. Not great.
Not great. Nah, that was piss poor, quite frankly. Yeah. I mean, Friday.
Yeah.
What a terrible way to kick off the weekend. I mean, against an opponent that you're supposed to go out there and handle business against, and to see the Eagles come out and almost show up lifeless until they got in desperation mode in the second half, it was really disheartening. I was at the game. You know, can't blame it on the crowd. They were certainly there. They were energetic. They were ready to go. It was a blackout, all those types of things, and just the Eagles didn't match the intensity or energy that the Chicago Bears had. And, you know, you come into that game, and the Bears are playing with house money, right? They've already had a successful season. This is the first year of Ben Johnson being out there as head coach. They're relevant right now. They're in the playoff hunt. And seemingly everything is icing on the cake for that team. Yet and still, they came into this game with a chip on their shoulder, feeling as if they're being overlooked and being disrespected by so many others around the league. And this was a signature game for them. And that's how they approached it. They approached it as, this is a benchmark for us to conquer, and now everyone will respect us. Right? They came in, they had a minus, what, deficit and plus minus.
Yep.
And total points.
Yep.
Right? Through 11 games.
Everybody was calling them a fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they the way they played that game, Spike, I got to tell you, man, listen, I don't know what they're going to do moving forward. I really don't care. I'm just saying, Friday, they kicked the Eagles' ass. That's what they did. They did, offensively and defensively. And we'll get into the particulars. And listen, been listening for the last 3 days. I get it. Everybody's ticked off, rightfully so. Enough fingers to go around at everyone. But I'm just saying, from my viewpoint, you don't allow a team to come in and just run through you for 60 minutes. That's what the Bears did. They ain't doing anything very complicated.
No.
They lined up and said, we're going to knock you off the football. We're going to win mano-mano, and that's what they did. And offensively, we still look like the same clueless team we've looked like for much of the season.
Most of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the year.
We look like the same team. I was almost – I had a little shred of hope in our defense somehow. I don't know, maybe leading the charge for us the rest of the season. The last 2 weeks, our defense has been toothless. And we basically been run through from the Cowboys and the Bears. I don't know where to go with this team right now. I'm beaten. I am. I'm beaten. It takes a lot of emotion and energy. You know, defending this team, trying to find positives, trying to remain hopeful. And they just worn me down over the last week with those two games. They really have. They have worn me down emotionally with those last two games, with their effort and their lack of, I don't know, do they really care? It becomes exhausting when we care more than they do.
Yes.
And that's the feeling that I'm getting.
215-592-9494.
It's going to be a long week.
It is a let it out Monday. There's been, you know, Ike mentioned, have heard a lot of emotion on WIP for the last few days. I've seen a lot of emotion on the internet. So, you know, whatever it is that is on your mind today, whether it's Petullo or Jalen or the defense or Sirianni, whatever it is, we will talk about it.
Just throw a dart. You'll land on somebody.
But the thing that you said there, Ike, that is most concerning to me is, like, if the Philadelphia Eagles this year are your typical Super Bowl hangover team, to me, it's not optimal, but I understand it and it's acceptable. I can look at Saquon Barkley and say to myself, look, the guy touched the ball 500 times last year. He's probably not going to have it this year. I'd be stupid to not think that that's possible. I get it. The offensive line, you know, Saquon had runs last year, but he never got touched. The offensive line never had a run play where they didn't get touched, right? So if they are physically beaten, they've battled injuries the whole year, I can understand it. I can even understand Howie Roseman, them needing to save money in the offseason, having an iffy offseason, maybe should have kept this guy, maybe should have kept that guy, and maybe they just don't have it to do it all over again this year. Super Bowl hangover, I can get with it. What I can't get with is what it looked like is starting to happen on Friday, and that's a collapse. And we've been smelling this for 3 or 4 weeks now, and they beat the Packers and they beat the Lions, but still, you know, you could talk yourself into the fact that they just won, but something didn't feel quite right, right? And this even goes back further than that. And the issue with a collapse is that if they collapse, if they end up winning 9 games this season, right? Even if they end up winning 10 and they get obliterated in the playoffs or something, and we see more games like we saw on Friday, not just getting beat, but getting run over by a team that you are as talented, if not more talented than, then it calls into question everything that I thought I knew for sure about the Eagles. It calls into question, I knew for sure Nick Sirianni, great culture coach, right? Going to keep I was confident in the leadership of the football team. All of those things, the makeup of them, not how they're playing specifically, but the future. If they collapse again for the second time in 3 years, you have to ask more difficult questions than you have to ask if they just are not quite as good this year as we want them to be.
Yeah.
And the effort against the Bears and the collapse against the Cowboys, again, from a football perspective, I think all year they've been playing with fire. I don't think they've been that good all year. Even the games that they won, that I can understand. But getting your brains beat in at home in front of a national TV audience by a team that, like, to a certain extent, going into that game, I'm like, all right, this is a fraud off. Both teams sort of feel like frauds.
They didn't even do anything offensively.
Nothing.
They already did was just hand the ball off.
Nothing. Nothing. It's not Caleb Williams was fine, but it wasn't great, you know? It wasn't. Everybody kept saying, well, look at Ben Johnson's play designs. I don't know. It looked like they were just running it right through the middle of our defense.
Yes.
You know, so the scary thing for me is, at this point, is like, Are the 2025 Eagles going to collapse? And there was at one point this year where you could say to yourself, 23 is 23. It's 2 years ago. But there are so many things that smell the same this year compared to that year. And if they collapse again, I've given up on the hope of them winning the Super Bowl. I think that's gone. I've thought that was gone for a couple of weeks. But I did not think that they would collapse, that they would let go of the rope, that they would stop, you know, doing everything that they could to win football games, and that's what that looked like on Friday.
You know why? And you know what that's a culmination of? Complaining. See, they let go of the rope when they start as pointing fingers.
Yep.
See, you can't hold on to the rope, pull in the same direction and still blame each other, blame others, right? Instead of looking at yourself. So to the point that you're making, using that analogy, that was the signs that they were letting go of the rope, because they started pointing fingers at each other, leaks, pointing fingers, all this other stuff. And man, I'm telling you, Friday was disappointing. Friday was the one that really it rocked me. That Friday set me down. I've been quiet all weekend. I've been quiet all weekend. It set me down. Because that's, I didn't expect that Friday to not show up. And again, Chicago didn't do anything that was so extravagant that you couldn't keep up with them. Chicago basically said, man, we can just keep doing this. They're not doing anything.
Right.
We can just do this. We don't need to do anything extra.
And I was on our Chicago radio station before the game, mm-hmm. and they asked me what I thought was going to happen. And I said, you know what? It's windy. It's probably going to be ugly. The Eagles are probably going to win by 3 points, and we'll complain about it. But they're probably going to win because that's what they normally do.
Right.
And I expected an ugly game where nobody looks particularly good. I didn't expect for the Bears to completely outclass the Philadelphia Eagles from an effort standpoint, from an execution standpoint. It looked like, and I agree with you, when the complaining started and it didn't stop, it just led to more complaining and more blaming.
Yep.
That's a bad sign. It's a bad sign. And they need whatever they can do to prevent this from going the wrong direction. Because they're going to have to ask difficult questions after this year if this season goes the way that it looks like it could. 215-592-9494. It is a let it out Monday. Whatever you're upset about, we are more than willing to talk about. And you probably have every right to be upset about it. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. I'm like, I got punched in the stomach on Friday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know me. I'm Mr. Optimism. But my optimism is shaking right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was not expecting that. And it's like, we've said this about the Cowboys so many times. Like, the Cowboys is a front-running team. Like, are we front-runners? Because it's like, when we dominate teams and we up, you know, everybody happy, kiki, and, you know, everybody doing that. And it's like when teams punch us in the mouth, it's like we on the sideline looking like somebody took our money and went home. Like, it's like we got bullied by the Chicago Bears. But they had like the number one pick in the draft like 2 years ago. We got bullied by them. Not to talk about what happened last 2 weeks ago with the Cowboys. It's like, what are we doing, man? It's like I'm sick, because it's like I didn't expect this. Like, Spike, you talk about 2023, and it's like, I thought, I'm like, well, this defense, you know, they're not going to let that go down like that. And even the defense, like, I get, you know, they was running all over us, but it's like the score was still 10-3 in the third quarter, and we couldn't even capitalize on it. And it's like we doing goofy stuff, like we fumbling. Get rid of the tush push, all right? It's past its prime. What they say, jump the shark, is over. Like, let that go. Y'all don't run it right. Y'all change it up. Y'all don't let people from the outside get to you. What change how you do it. Get rid of it. Come up with something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I don't even know what to say. And I'm with, listen, if we collapse, like if we go 0-5, whatever rest of the games we got left, yo, man, somebody got to go. I can't do no just.
Oh,
no
somebody will go.
Change. Like, I can't be doing that. Nah. Like, y'all got to go. Because there's too much talent on this team. You know what I'm saying? We got too much pride as a fan base to go out like some suckers, man. And we going out like suckers. Like, y'all know I love Jalen. Jalen, my guy. But, like, you sit over there on the sideline. Like, you don't even know what you should do. Like, you over
would
there,
it kill
like,
him to look at an iPad? I mean, would it kill him to look at a freaking iPad when all guys are wide open? It's ridiculous.
Hey, you won't get your Jackie football moment.
Thank you.
Calm down.
Thank you.
You won't get it. Calm down.
No one's mentioning the quarterback. It's interesting.
Calm down. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you sitting over there on the sideline looking lifeless. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you doing? Like it's like I get it. Everybody mad at Kevin Petullo. But Kevin Petullo ain't the – like, we averaging 13 points a game. Right? 13 points. So you mean to tell me all these guys, Pro Bowl, all the pro – we averaging 13 in the last four games. Right? The other team playing in the wind, too. The other team playing in the cold, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, Saquon Barkley, you can't do constant. You can't do anything. Like, Jalen, AJ, Devontae, do y'all even talk? Y'all got no, y'all text, you know what I'm saying? Like I know back when Devin White was here last year, y'all had that accountability chat. I need to bring that back because ain't nobody taking no accountability yet. I'm still waiting to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hurts, everybody got something to say after the game. Oh, I got confidence. I got confidence. I can't tell. I can't tell by the way y'all play. I don't see nobody with no damn confidence out there. Ain't got no swagger. Ain't got none of that. We got slapped around by the Chicago Bears. Right? Like, who? The Chicago Bears? We let them come into
in our house. In our house.
And run through us. Run through us like we some, you know, some, you know, I smell you know what. Shout out house party.
That's how
we got ran through on Friday. Yeah. What? After the holiday. You know
Very
what I'm saying?
There.
But I'm going to end the call with this. You know, we was up 17-0 on the Broncos, and the Giants ran through us, and then we bounced back with one of the best offensive performances. So I'm still hanging on by a tooth, you know what I'm saying? Y'all about to snatch it out of my hand, but I'm still hanging on by that thread, you know what I'm saying? Because it's my team. I'm going to ride till the wheels fall off, but we got to fix it, baby.
Yeah.
All right, Corey. You know why I'm not confident that they'll fix it?
Yeah.
Is I don't feel like they're together.
No.
I just don't. And
I don't either.
The only way that you can fight through not quite having it is everybody decides that the group is more important than the individual, is that we're not going to go out like that, and that they all –
You rally.
But do you really – and, you know – CJ asked the question, do you guys ever talk, you know, Jalen, Devontae, AJ? My guess, no. I mean, that would be my guess.
Seem like it. Yeah.
You know, that would be my guess.
Yeah.
You talk about, I'm sure it's not every player on the team. I'm not saying that nobody's trying. That is certainly not what I'm saying. But but when things get tough, and Corey mentioned being a front runner, when things get tough, this is the time when that part is questioned, when being together, when you don't quite have it, when you're a little hurt, when you're not as fast as you were, when things aren't clicking, that is, and that game the you had said we got dominated on both sides of the ball, it was still right there.
Yeah,
the game was still right there.
Yeah,
you know, at halftime,
actually we just got dominated through time of possession and other stats, but yards
and, yes,
and all that. We didn't get dominated on a scoreboard.
It was
somehow we were still in that game.
At halftime, I think the Bears had, or at some point, maybe it was at some point in the third quarter, the Bears had 350 yards of offense. We had 170, and it was still 10-3.
Yeah.
It was still 10-3. It could have been one of those stupid Eagles games
where
they get their asses kicked, but they still win because they find a way. And I'll tell you, I do not feel confident in them being able to find a way in games like, and this was supposed to be the easier part of the schedule.
Right.
But all of a sudden, you know.
When you're playing like this, there is no easy part.
Right.
Because here's the other thing, Spike. The opponents, they smell the blood in the water.
Yes.
So this is their opportunity to get you while you're down.
Yes.
Like that's just the way that it's going to be. Like nobody is fearing you as an opponent right now.
Yes.
You just let the Bears come into your building and do what they did to you. Yeah, like, I mean, and let me just say this. This is for QB1. This is for QB1. Wake up. Wake up. Before when you finally do wake up, it's going to be too late. And I'm not talking about just for this season. I mean, big picture wise. Better get it together, brother. Because there are a lot of fingers starting to point in your direction. Not a lot of support from the inside coming out. That becomes telling to me. As much as I want to be here and support you and ride with you, your play is what substantiates the support that you get. Your play is not doing that right now. I get all the other facets of the game, the defense, the offensive line. I get all of that. You can't be part of the reason this ain't happening. Right, that's the difference with the other quarterbacks that we like to put in that elite category. they talk about the things that aren't necessarily well around those guys, where those guys are having to do too much to try to overcompensate for what they don't have. That's not the case for you. We need you to do the small, simple things to make this offense run and do your part. Too many of them, my bads, I missed this one, and get that one the next time. Too much of that. We don't have a lot of time left. It starts with you. When your play is better, then that's going to trickle down to everyone else. It can't be it's you only when we win, and it's not you when things aren't going well. You're a big part of the reason things aren't going well right now, QB1, and you got to get your play together.
215-592-9494. It is a let it out Monday. Whatever is bothering you, woo, whatever is grinding your
ears. That's just the first plate. It's like Thanksgiving. I went like three rounds on Thanksgiving. Yes. That's only the first round.
Coming up next.
Hang in there, Fritz.
We will talk about Jalen because there is something Jalen could do and does seem like he wants to help the team be better. We will talk about that. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It is Cyber Monday. It's Chickies and Pete's double bonus days. You get two $10 bonus cards for every $50 you spend on gift cards at Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play could be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, 2:30 Tupac every day. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. So, Ike.
Yes, sir.
I think it was Tuesday. We did a show about whether Jalen should run the ball more.
Yeah.
He did have one really good run during that meaningless drive.
It wasn't meaningless.
What are you talking about?
Well, he had one good run during that drive. They did move the ball well during
that
drive.
They scored a touchdown in, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah,
they
did. That was our best drive.
Yeah.
So, Jeff McClain on his Uncovering the Birds podcast.
Yes.
Now, Jalen has had fewer design runs this year than he ever has. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned last week, the 2022, he had 165 runs that year in 15 games, which is 11 a game. I don't know how many of those were designed, but certainly more design runs than there are now. So right. Jeff McClain on his Uncovering the Birds podcast gave a reason why they're probably running him less.
I've been beating this drum all year. I was beating it before the season because I'd heard that Hurts didn't want to run as much And I heard that the Eagles were kind of, you know, on board with that, you know, because we saw him get hurt in that Washington game, the concussion. This 2 years, two of the last 4 years, he got hurt late in the year on runs. So it made sense to some extent to kind of lighten his load in terms of the run game. But they almost did none of it early on. And I think it's been something that like has built up over time in terms of like, okay, once you get away from it, it's just harder to get back into doing it.
So Jimmy Kemsky reported as well in his post-game column that there are fewer designed runs because Jalen Hurts does not want to do the designed runs.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, man. All I ever hear from Jalen Hurts is that he'll do whatever it takes to win. That's his big thing. We'll do whatever it takes to win. Mm-hmm. This is what it takes right now. They do not have another cord to pull. There's not another thing that they can do, I don't think, that can create a significant advantage like him running the football. And it is one of the best skills he has. And he is in a group of quarterbacks along with Josh Allen that create some of the leverage that some of the offense is based around him running. And I'll say, you could see on Friday, he's a fine passer. He is not a sit in the pocket while there's pressure around you and make tough throws guy. He's just not. And they can't run the ball as well this year. And part of that is because he's not running it. And I heard all year last year, over and over and over again, that one of the reasons that Saquon was able to be successful running the ball is because the quarterback also ran the ball. I would say to Jalen Hurts, there are two options here. You're either going to run the ball more, or we're going to let the other guy play quarterback. Because Jalen just sitting there back there as part of a pass-first offense is not going to work. Just running the ball into the line with the running back over and over and over again, we have found this year, is not going to work. And if they need to pass first, he's not the guy. If he doesn't run, I don't think he's good enough. And if he wants to be a guy who's going to repeatedly tell me he'll do whatever it takes to win, we need to save the season. This will help. Run the football. He doesn't have to run 18 times. We don't have to. It doesn't have to be the wing T. But you saw in that one drive, yeah, him running that one run does make it difficult on the defense. I don't see how. Josh Allen ran the ball 8 times yesterday. Mm-hmm. And there was one drive at the end of the first half where if he's not running that ball, they're not going anywhere. I think Jalen needs to do it, or I don't know what his value as a quarterback is right now, because he showed you on Friday that if it is up to him to pick apart the defense by throwing the football, it's not going to work.
Yeah, listen, I hear you there, and I'm not going to totally dismiss it, but there's a fine line there, man. There's a fine line before he's injured and you've run him too much. And I understand everybody is secretly interested in seeing what Tanner McKee looks like or what have you. That's fine. But Jalen Hurts isn't interested in seeing what Tanner McKee looks like. And Jalen Hurts doesn't want to be sitting on the sideline injured. And quarterbacks who have dealt with injuries, they are less likely to run. Just look at all of them. Lamar Jackson doesn't run as much as he has in the past. He's been injured a lot. Josh Allen just hasn't been injured yet. He's a big boy, 6'5", 250 pounds. So he's been fortunate that he hasn't been injured yet.
Cam stopped running.
But that's all it takes is for you to get injured. And then you're saying, I'm reluctant to want to run the football, because the moment I become injury prone, guess what? I'm out of here because I'm not available. I'm not available. So I can understand where he's not. I'm not saying he should never run. I agree. I think his legs are certainly a weapon. I'm just saying you got to be careful with how much you use of that, because in his mind, the more he runs, the more he's opening himself up to be hit.
Sure. I understand that. And Jack just mentioned Cam Newton stopped running as much.
Mm-hmm.
But then Cam Newton was not that good a player. You know, the truth of it is
every quarterback is made up. I don't think if Josh, and he may be faced with this at one point, mm-hmm. I don't think if Josh Allen is not running the football that he is even close to the same player. Maybe he could be, but I don't think he could be. There are just some quarterbacks that are...
I agree. I'm just saying, but and Jalen's not even a dynamic runner.
No,
he's not the most elusive guy, but he's not the most elusive. He doesn't have blazing speed. All I'm saying is from his perspective, he doesn't want to be injured.
And
let me throw this out there as a little bit of a pushback to what you said about doing what it takes to win. Put yourself in Jalen's shoes. I got guys taking snipes at me every chance they get. I got stuff leaking out of here about my character, about who I am. I'm supposed to go run and put it on the line for these guys? Who's putting it on the line for me?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's going up and getting contested footballs and fighting for the football? Who's putting it on the line for me? Or who's ducking tackles, going out of bounds? Like, why am I going to put myself in a position to be harmed and be injured to where y'all can be like, yep, told you, yeah, we don't need this dude. We don't need him. I don't know if he's feeling the same love being reciprocated towards him from his guys. So in his mind, he's going to play the game the way he thinks is smart and beneficial to him. Seems like everybody else is. Seems like everybody else is out for themselves.
Well, and that's a that goes back to the thing we were talking about last segment about them all just sort of being out for themselves at this point.
I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying if you're in his shoes, I don't know if he's in the mindset of I'm about to lay it all on the line, put my body on the line for the team right now. Who else is doing that?
I wouldn't say Devontae. I'm going to get Devontae's made some big catches and put himself in bad physical, you know, situations. Devontae's the one.
You're right. Yep.
I will say
I
that
agree
about
with
Devontae.
You on that. Yep.
Yep. 2-on-5.
Should have hit Smitty on that slant route.
Yeah.
That's on Jalen.
That is on Jalen. There were guys open.
I don't care what the miscommunication was.
Yeah.
He wide open. Well, he was wide open.
I mean, their communication goes back to the fact that it doesn't seem like there's a lot of communication.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers yesterday talking about team meetings. And
wide receivers better be there.
Seems like Jalen is the only one at the meeting. or everybody else is at a meeting and Jalen's not there.
Different meeting.
Yes.
He was meeting with Jordan Brand. 215-592-9494. Let it out Monday. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Man, it's bad out here in these streets, man. It's
bad.
It's bad. They
on
me.
It's bad out
here, CJ. Man, all weekend I had to hear it. Then we choke up the way we did at home. Oh, man, it's bad out here. But I'm going to have to – they said those who get hurt hurt other people, so I'm going to have to let it go to you.
Okay.
I was told he just wins, right?
Yep.
Matter of fact, let me say it this way. I was told him – and the head coach, they just win. Neither one of them do anything.
That's their elite trait.
Is they win.
Elite trait.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey, you told me the offense just gets enough points. One sport to win.
One more point.
That ain't what I'm saying. Exactly. Yep. I was told this head coach is the culture. He don't do offense, but he was hired as an offensive person. We don't need him to do offense. We don't need him to call plays, so they took that away from him. He's the culture. And this culture, if it ain't the world's greatest offensive line and the defense on another quarterback's butt, it ain't what it looked like. But this is going to be the second. Well, I ain't going to even put that out there. We already seen it implode once. Yeah. I think we can finish up this year. I don't know what we can do in the playoffs because I don't see this offense getting better. Because the thing that everybody kept telling me was, hey, we won the Super Bowl. And he was the Super Bowl MVP. Now, my argument was he wasn't supposed to be the Super Bowl MVP. But it's not sexy to give it to somebody on the defensive line. The same way I thought Saquon should have got MVP, but they had to give it to a quarterback. That's just me. Now, there's going to be a lot of people say I'm hating. I'm not hating. I'm just telling you the truth of what I see. Because this offense looked trash last year. But we started running.
Well, the passing game looked trash.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. That's my bad. The passing game. This passing game has looked suspect since the head coach has been here. And since Jalen's been here. So it's always, hey, is it him? Is it him? Why not both? Because both of them, if they're not getting carried to success, what are they doing? All that stoic look that Jalen B having, everybody love it. I know. Now, some of this is our fault because we love to say everybody can't play here in Philly. That's true. But if somebody got to worry about arguing with you as a fan to a ridiculous level, but they're talented, which one do you want them to do? I'd rather him just focus on that. I love it that Jalen can put his rabbit ears on me. I love that he can tune it out and just sort of play. But you said Smitty was open. Smitty wasn't the one that was open. Gardner was open. Gardner was by himself.
But he didn't look that way. He didn't look that way.
Man, he should.
No, I saw it. Yeah, we all see it.
But if the read is Devontae and I'm going to stand up for him here.
He goes to the number
and
one read.
The Goddard thing was a defensive screw up. Like
we saw him open.
Devontae was open too.
We saw him open.
But that's what goes back to this. We see every week the plays are getting in late. Which gives what? It gives, if you get the plays in on time, it gives the quarterback time to look at stuff. It's like, okay, my first read probably ain't going to be there. It may not be there. That read ain't going to be there. I'm going over here. It gives the quarterback some time. But we're seeing that's not the case. So it is a thing where I'm looking at it now like, man, everybody just kept telling me they just win. And we just kept saying what? If it's not perfect around them, you can't just give him that credit. Now, I'm not saying that he needs to be replaced at quarterback, but this is the thing that we were worrying about.
You're a little curious, though.
Nah, that's you, Jack. I'm not just messing with you, Jack.
Come on.
Jack. Nah, Jack.
Crowd
I'm a grown man. Hey, that's kind of suspect to say in the first place. I'm not curious about nothing. I'm very confident in what I know and what I like. So, my thing is,
All right.
Tanner jumps in this, if he takes over, then we don't. That you'll just be trying to see, hey, what it would look like. That's all that is.
Yeah, listen. Here's the thing, CJ.
Thank you for the call.
I'm with you. I hear a lot of what you're saying, brother. I got no pushback against you. I'm going to speak up for all the Jalenites. Listen, we're taking it on the chin right now. Pause. I'm just saying. Yeah. We are. Yeah, listen. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you had your little perfect quarterback rating day.
You had that. Listen. First of all, the season's not over.
No, sure. Yep.
season's not over.
Everything's fine.
And winning cures everything.
Always.
I just don't know if we're going to have much more winning.
I actually don't think winning cured anything this year. I think that actually might have.
It made it worse.
It might have.
They started winning the exact way they won last year, and the receiver's like, nope, not doing it again.
I agree. By the way, AJ's not been disgruntled.
He's been thrilled.
Devontae didn't talk after the game.
Oh, I bet he didn't.
Yep.
You know what he's doing? You know what AJ's doing? He's letting Braves know he still has it.
I told you I could play still. Yeah. And tell me I lost a step.
215.
Hey, Spike, that was a hell of a catch, though.
Spike, where's the guy that usually comes every Monday at Chickie's?
The guy that I yelled at in the bathroom?
I'm actually happy the bathroom. He's not here. Yeah. Don't call him.
Yeah. Just talks about how Jalen just wins. Yeah, where's he at?
That was the first guy in person that made me lose it in person. Yeah. 215-592-9494.
But I was told.
Look, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
You need a short house, you go to Adam Kasabi. Delaware Beach House, Adam Kasabi. You might ask me, Spike, how do you spell Kasabi? It's a weird last name. It is. K-S-E-B-E. There's no A's in it. He's out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach. And if you have ever thought about what would it be like to have my own house at the Delaware Beaches and not have to rent it from somebody else, not hand over thousands of dollars to somebody else for a week, have those people handing me money. I rent it out. They pay my mortgage. I have my own place to go with my friends and my family. Kasabi can be your partner. Nobody is more informed. Nobody is more dedicated. Nobody is better at helping you find that beach house. I know it's tough. Market's tough. Not for Kasabi. So if you've thought about it, Rehoboth, Dewey, Lewis, whatever it is, you reach out to Kasabi. And if you're still attached to the Jersey Shore, whatever, you went up growing up there when you were, you went there when you were a kid growing up, Kasabi's got a lot of connections there as well. When you're ready to take the plunge, what you got to do is call or text them directly. This is a cell, 302-864-8643. That is 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. So, Fritz, what did you think of that game yesterday?
Well, so it actually reminded me a lot of the Niners game in 23, which people have brought up. But it also reminded me of the 2014 Seahawks game, which for people who don't remember, the 2014 Seahawks game
was
the chip year, where they said after the game, we knew every play that the Eagles were running. And it kind of reminded me of that with what we'll play the CJ stuff coming up a little bit later. But with CJ after the game saying, winking at our leading rusher in NFL or in franchise history as he was cackling about, you know, how we knew what they were going to run, essentially. So seeing them get bullied like that, and I don't know if I can count on one hand the amount of times I've seen them allow 2 100-yard rushers.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 100-yard rushers is nothing to sneeze at. And one of them being DeAndre Swift, who, like,
Philly guy.
I think he's just a guy.
Yeah.
You know, and the other kid runs pretty tough, the Mononga, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the main takeaway besides the Jalen stuff really was just them getting bullied like that and how the head coach preaches, you know, detailed, tough, and together.
And 0-for-3.
And they're failing at all three of those.
Yeah.
They're not detailed. They had a couple bad penalties. Again, one that erased a good passing play from Jalen. They're not tough. I mean, they blew a 21-point lead last week. And, you know, they had what happened on Friday. And together, I mean, they are...
Well, I don't know if they've been together all year.
They're splintering. Yeah. And listen, it's probably going to go a lot like it went in 23 where they lose early. And there's going to have to be tough decisions in the offseason. And, like, with guys who just won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, so basically, you've already decided. They're in the grave.
Yeah, they're in the grave.
They're in the grave. They're not in the grave yet.
They're gonna finish it out. They're probably gonna still win the division.
They're not in the grave yet. They'll finish at 12-5.
11-6.
They'll finish at 12-5.
11-6.
12-5. They're gonna go 4-1.
Yeah, unless the last game doesn't count.
Okay. Oh, right.
I mean, it may not count, and so they may try to use that as a bye week to get them ready for that first game. But I think they still win the division, and as long as we're not playing Los Angeles in the first round,
yeah, I just
we should be all right.
It feels like everyone on offense is like,
we should be okay.
Get me out of here.
They're dug in. Like, yeah. Each one's dug in their camps. You know, Jalen doesn't want to run. You know, they don't, for all the detailed tough together, they're failing at every single one.
Well, the one area I do agree with you on as far as the together part, I truly do wonder. And I've had this question for a couple of weeks now. You guys can back me on this. I just wonder if they believe they are a Super Bowl championship caliber team. In other words, is that the goal? Like, is that what they're still striving to do?
Their goal right now seems
It almost seems like to get through the season.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like it's to go out and win a championship.
No.
And I don't want to get off the beaten path here, but if I'm just going back to when this thing crescendoed in New Orleans,
yeah,
when they won the Super Bowl, the idea of players coming out and saying, this doesn't do anything for me, this isn't set, like, it just, to me, it set a tone. And then the whole we're not champ, they went on this long campaign of we're not defending champions, last year means nothing,
Jalen not putting the ring on,
yeah, Jalen not putting the ring on, like, it's just, the stuff just didn't make sense to me, that they were going to these lengths to try to, I don't know, minimize winning the Super Bowl last year.
It was almost like they were trying to convince themselves,
yeah,
that it wasn't, that it was over.
I'm not saying you need to have a Super Bowl hangover where you need to flash your ring or remind everybody that you won the championship, but there's something to having a little bit of a swagger about yourself saying, man, we are defending champions. There's something to that. Instead, we go out of our way to go the other way, and it didn't bring the team closer in any way, shape, or form. It just didn't.
No.
And the other thing is they haven't owned – the fans, I think, have been more in the camp of a win's a win. But
they have never embraced the whole a win is a win thing.
Look at – we talk about the Patriots a lot. The Patriots won ugly all the time.
And didn't care about it.
Then they didn't care. And this team, for as much as we talk about – like, they care about style points too.
Yeah, it's fine for us to talk about it. That's what we do. Like, but I've always felt this, and that's why I have that sort of player's mentality that, yeah, it may not have been pretty, but a win is a win. And I got to be happy with the win, and we move on to the next game, and we try to get better. It seemed like they've been carrying a piano on their back the entire season.
Well, I think what they probably think is a win is a win once in a while.
Right.
Is that if you're saying a win is a win every time, that it means maybe you're not quite as good as you thought you were. And instead of them all figuring out a way to get there, that is where the me, no, the problem's you and the answer is me. Mm-hmm. That's where that came. So the win is a win thing. You get through those first four games 4-0, and you didn't play well. That's a gift.
Yep.
That's a gift.
Yep.
You got through it. Okay, now let's figure out who we really are, like they did last year.
Yes.
And they didn't do that this year. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles cooked? Yes or no? I think they're cooked. What do you think the poll is at, Ike?
I would say no. Well, whether it's yes or no, it's somewhere close around 55-45.
It is 63% they're cooked.
63% they're cooked.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I was trying to be optimistic there.
Yeah. They feel cooked.
Yeah, they feel like they might be cooked. Yeah. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Brian in Bucks County, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Guys, how we doing today, man? Sorry to bother you at work.
Yeah, I get it.
Nailed it.
Get it?
Yeah, love it, love it. So listen, man, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer. You know, I'm not saying anything everybody hasn't heard, but
yeah, well,
I want to
how low can you go? Seriously.
I just, you know, I want to touch base on what your counterpart was just saying a little bit ago. I beg to differ. I think everybody on this team has not given up, has not thrown in the towel. We've seen AJ quit on a route. Because Jalen ain't throwing him a ball in 35, 50 routes. The man's tired of running for nothing. Barkley can't get going. That O-line's blocking every day. They don't have anything to worry about with Jalen. If he doesn't hit his primary target, have you guys watched the last few? I know you did. Let me rephrase that. As you guys watched the last few weeks, how many times has he hesitated to throw the ball? Thought,
a lot.
I looked at another. I'm over here embarrassed that I'm saying, just start Tanner McKee, because I shouldn't have to. I got a franchise quarterback, a Super Bowl MVP. But he won surrounded by greatness when everybody was playing great. But if he doesn't,
what do you think Tanner McKee's going to need to do?
You know what I think Tanner McKee will do? I think he'll complete the darn ball. I think he'll throw it. I think he'll throw contested passes. He won't be afraid. He won't hesitate. He may get.
What about the running game? Is he going to make the running game any better?
Well, I'll tell you what he's not going to do. He ain't going to make it any worse.
So look, I'm walking through this with you. So that means you got to go out and lean on a third year player with what, one start under his belt, two starts under his belt at the most. who was a six-round draft pick, and you're going to put the offense on his shoulders to run, because you don't have you don't have a supporting cast from a running game.
So
and you and you feel like that's going to give us a better chance to win.
Listen, I beg to differ. A little offensive creativity and a different man under center. Tank Bigsby looked amazing out there. Him and Saquon, how many times have you seen the two of them in a split backfield? Yeah, like,
Tank was awesome on Friday.
Yeah, did you see how well Tank ran Friday? Yeah.
So but my point is, you know what?
Almost
so,
like
so
a ghost.
Tanner runs a couple scrambles, man. Okay, maybe Tanner runs a couple scrambles. He's willing to. Look, if you're going to play afraid to get hurt, you might as well stop playing football because you're going to get hurt. It's part of the game. But the NFL is a business. Jalen's got a contract. Your contract says run the ball. Next man up. He doesn't want to execute the plays that are being called. I mean, how many times have you heard the players say, they went rogue on that play, and Nick throws himself on the sword?
Once.
Man, I hope Petillo and the other guy, I hope they are the problem. But I'm telling you, as a fan who pays good money, you know, works hard to go see them in person.
You just got a Super Bowl.
I know we did, and I'm not arguing that we haven't achieved greatness. What I'm saying is the greatness we have left on our team.
No, you were about to roll out the whole as a fan who pays money to go see a game. You just won the Super Bowl.
I understand that. What I'm trying to tell you is as a fan who's a hard worker who pays an insane amount of money to go to a Birds game, I expect to see the team put the best starting lineup out there. And right now I'm questioning. That's all. I'm not saying he ain't. I'm just saying he ain't playing like the best quarterback that he could.
Well, we might want to change the whole offensive lineup, too.
I mean, hey, it's going to happen sooner than later, but why not give it a run? I mean, I'm just saying, when he's playing like this, what would it kill you to bench him for the first quarter next game? You think, how about the Vegas Raiders game? Come on now. There's not a better in the world saying Vegas is going to come in here and roll the Eagles. Give the first quarter to Tanner. Why don't you prove to yourself that you're up? Why not? Tell me why not before you ask me why.
Well, first of all, if it's such an easy game, why wouldn't you want Jalen to get better against them? Why would you care about Tanner getting better?
Because he hasn't gotten better.
But you just said it was going to be an easy game, though. I'm just saying, why wouldn't you allow Jalen to get better against the Raiders?
Didn't you just say, and I'm not trying to make you eat your words, but didn't you just say a little bit ago,
you're not gonna make me
Chicago
eat my
words. Was supposed to come in here and we were supposed to steamroll that?
I'm going off of your words. You just said that's the reason, the same reason you said you should start Tanner against the Raiders. I'm just asking you, why wouldn't you allow Jalen to start against the Raiders for those very reasons?
Because I let Jalen start against the Bears, and look what that got me.
Oh, what about him starting the other 12 games? What did that get you? 8-4?
Listen, I'm not here to complain. I've never been the guy saying
you're not here to complain. No,
yeah, you're
no,
Ray of Sunshine.
Yeah.
All right,
Brian. Yeah, we got it. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Brian. Also, Tank Bigsby didn't play on Friday.
Yes, that was a joke.
Yes.
They nipped the whole, should he take some carries away from Saquon in the Bud Room?
They made sure that didn't happen.
Nope. 215-592-9494, and on a let it out Monday.
What was that guy's name?
It was Brian.
Yeah. My bad, Brian, I was having fun with you. Yeah. Yes, I was. But I indulged in that conversation for you.
That
was for you. You wanted to have that conversation, so I went with it.
So we had it. Yeah, you know you're going to get pushback. Right? You know.
We're all a little curious.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, you're not allowed to say you're curious. Didn't you hear CJ? Did you hear CJ from Texas? Doesn't like that.
Yeah.
All right. So coming up next, we will talk about the decision to go for two.
Yeah.
We put it off long enough.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Can't wait for your answer, Spike.
I am who I am. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.